Welcome. The famous line of Bilam in Parshat Balak, Matovo Alecha Yaakov Mishkanatecha Yisrael. What was he praising Am Yisrael for? As the Pasuk tells us, Matovo Alecha Yaakov, how nice your tents are. What exactly is he trying to tell us? So there's a well-known Gemara in Baba Batra that tells us that he was saying, oh, it's so nice that how tzanua you are. Each tent was facing not the entrance of one tent was not facing the entrance of the next tent. So then when you look out from your tent, you don't see into the next tent, and they have tzniut. He was praising their tzniut, that nobody should know what anyone is doing in another tent. You don't know if they're having marital relations. You don't know if they're undressed. You don't know what they're doing. So you would only know if you were invited to their home, if they're... what the material wealth is in a certain tent. The whole life of tznius doesn't only have to do with dress and clothing. It has to do with the whole lifestyle. So it was rather tzanua that they didn't all look in to each other's tents. So that's, even though Bilam wanted to curse us, and he ended up praising us, and he praised our tents, that was what he had in mind, that he thought that was nice. But at the same time, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that really, even though Hashem changed it that he couldn't curse us and he had to bless us, still he had in mind a curse. So it came out as a blessing, but what he had a curse in mind. And what does the Gemara tell us was his curse? He had in mind that, look how nice your tents are. You know what you do when you're in your home? You're able to daven. You're able to learn. You're able to have all sorts of avodas Hashem. You have nice Shabbos meals. You have family time. You're able to inculcate your children with Torah messages and midos. You're able to build a bais neman v'yisrael. So you know what you don't need? You don't need shuls. You don't need yeshivos. So what was Bilam doing when he says, Matovo alecha Yaakov, what nice tents you have? What nice homes you have? He was really saying, and that's all you should have. You seem to be doing good enough in your tents and homes. You don't need a shul. You don't need a bais medrash. And Moshe Feinstein says that was his klala. He had in mind that that's a klala. Don't think that our homes are enough. We may be able to do a nice amount in our home. And Baruch Hashem, we can work on chinuch of our family and of our children and raise them properly with proper values for Torah and mitzvot. Shema b'ni musar avicha v'altitosh Torah nimecha. That doesn't play an important role in raising our children. But that being said, don't think that's enough. Ela tzarich bekibbutz chaverim liot eitzal rav umorim haruyin lekach. We do need shuls. We do need batei medrash. We need to go to the beis medrash, and we need to learn. We need to have chavrutas, and our children need to see us going to the beis medrash and going to have chavrutas. They need to see our mesira nefesh v'torah. They need to hear the divrei musa, the shiurim. We, not just the children, we as adults also need the shiurim. We need tefillah b'tzibur. We need rabbanim. And therefore, Hashem was taking Bilam's bracha that, your tents are so nice, and he was stopping it from what he really wanted to be was a klala. And Hashem flipped it over. No, the yeshivas will never end, the batei chinuch will never end, the schools will never end. We will always have melamdei tinoko v'yisrael. We will still have people available to teach us. This teaching of Moshe Feinstein, again, I don't know what year it was, but I can't imagine a more apt teaching right now in our situation in Corona. It applies here in Eretz Yisrael, where Baruch Hashem, we are able to. I'm talking to you from the Beis Medrash, so the Beis Medrash of the yeshiva. So we are here learning Torah. There's plastic protection, all sorts of sections, and we had minyan today in Shabbos. I was in one shul and another minyan, and we're gathering together. That was needed. We were missing that. Yes, we were home, and there were advantages. You know, there were silver linings to all sorts of situations, getting to daven together as a family. But at the same time, let us not be complacent with that. The whole time, we were missing our shul. We missed going to shul. We missed, as Moshe Feinstein says, kibbutz chaverim. We missed the drasha from the Rav. We missed shir. So yes, Zoom and all sorts of technological advancements made this disconnect easier. We were able to do learning from home, but at the same time, let us not discount the importance of having yeshiva, regular false darim in a base medrash, having shuls, having rabbanim to lead us, and paskin shailos, and hear drushas, and watch him daven, and be all together as a community, all that is of extreme importance. So yes, there is importance to what goes on in home. We are, you know, Bilam was not wrong to praise us for our homes. Okay, it's important that we had the learning going on at home, and we're able to, Baruch Hashem, we had wonderful Pesach Sedarim at home, and everyone was, many people were able to make the best of the situation of the home learning, the home davening, and home living situation that we all had under the corona circumstances. But at the same time, we have to remember that really what we're longing for is to be back in our yeshiva, and be back in our shuls, and be back in our schools. My son's, and not just my son, lots of people, their school education was not as good on Zoom. I know some people found it better, but the schooling is much better in person, in a classroom, with the teacher right there, without the distractions of the screen in the home. And really, that's what we're yearning for. So Matov Alecha Yaakov. Don't think like Bilam, oh, it's so great, and we don't need a shul, and we don't need a school, and we don't need a yeshiva. No. The home is good, but we miss the yeshiva, we miss the base medrash, and Bezrat Hashem, all of Klal Yisrael should be able to be back in the shuls and back in the base medrash. I know I was recently part of, I saw tshuva written about it too, but I heard one of the local rabbanim here, Rav Rimon, said that he was getting shailas and people didn't want to go back to shul. And he had to write a long tshuva explaining to them, saying about the importance of going back to shul. Yes, your porch minion is nice, but the porch minion is the b'dieved situation, as in we're all stuck at home, so okay, this is how we're going to daven. But we're way more important for us to all be back in shul. Don't fall trapped to what Bilam wanted. Bilam wanted, you don't need shuls, you're doing fine at home, your home is a makom Torah too. So Bezrat Hashem, yes, our homes should be makom Torahs. I'm not discounting the importance of the chinuch and the values at home. But at the same time, we have to remember that really where we all belong is back in yeshiva, back in the base medrash, back in shul. Good Shabbos.